I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
What do we got? We got room for one more lady? I see Derek and John and Eddie and Janelle and Emily. We have, all right, room for one more lady if you want to play 913-586-7989. We start with the men. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, Johnny? Let's play.
All right, let's play, man. Tell me about yourself.
44 years old, got one sleeve, not married, and just need something with mom by myself.
Were you married before? Did you have a girlfriend?
No, never been married.
No? Long-term relationship?
Yeah, 23 years.
How long?
23.
23 years, and what happened?
Nothing happened. It's still going.
Oh, you're still... All right, you. Enough of you.
I'm not married, though.
I got you. Listen.
You're very proud.
You're talking to a guy, not a girl you're trying to bang, all right? Let's just be honest with each other. You came at me like I was a chick. Listen, I'm not married. I'm single. Just so you know, I'm completely good. Listen.
I just need a sleeve.
I got you. All right, you stay right there. 23 years is, how is the sex? It's awful.
It's good.
It's awful. Good. You're a liar.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's see if we can find you something.
He's talking himself
right
into it.
All right, hold on a second. John, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, this is John. I'm 42, been married. We just celebrated our 14 years. The wife has the womanizer Revive. I have a C-ring and a couple other things.
Excellent. You're going to play. You stay right there. Let me get the next one, Eddie, on. Eddie.
Yes.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good. You want to play?
I'm Eddie. I am 38 years old.
You're doing a stellar job, Jake. You're getting him setting up. I'll just knock him down. Goddamn genius.
I've got a sleeve, and I've got basically like a half of a doll. I call her Silicone Abby.
What are you talking about, you crazy son of a bitch?
That's what it is. I got her off Amazon. The price was right, and they sent her in 2 days.
Yeah, so I think I've seen one of these. Are you talking about, does it have breasts?
No, it does not. It's just the lower half.
It's like belly button on.
Yeah, belly button on is game on.
But who's making that noise? Did you get rid of it?
No, I put them on hold.
All right, are you still with me, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there. So tell me about what you got going on there. So you bought this for how much money?
I think it was like $80.
Holy cow! And it's real silicone.
Yeah.
Did you buy it used, man?
No, it was not used. It came in the package, wrapped twice.
That stuff normally goes, like, pretty seriously expensive.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It was one of those deals I got, and I just clicked on it, and I was like, man, that's a pretty dang good deal, so let's do it.
Now, I'm curious, so what do you do with it? Do you lay on top of it, or do you, like, put it on the bed and stand on the floor?
I'll put it on the bed or do whatever feels right, I guess. I mean, it was a little weird at first. It did feel a little weird just doing a torso, but
I assure you it's still weird.
Yeah, it's still
weird. I imagine.
It's not used that often.
Hey, listen, I ain't mad at you, man. We're all the same, trust me.
I prefer the sleeve.
I got you. All right. But not to mention the fact that afterwards, then you got to haul that thing over to the shower or whatever.
Yeah.
That's one thing I realized about having that. When the guys from the sex toy company from Real Doll, Only Dolls, sent me the Samantha doll that's in my bathroom. And of course, everybody's like, no, man. And I'll tell you why, because I'm lazy, because it weighs 90 pounds, and I'd have to undress it. I have to take it somewhere and put it in there, and then I have to haul the 90-pound doll into the shower and somehow wash her out.
Yeah, like she's Roofy Girl.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I didn't sign on.
Oh, that'd be awkward.
You're the hottest quadriplegic in the world. Yeah. So, you know, that's way too much work. All right, you stay right there. We're going to have all three of us play, man. Derek, John, Eddie, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid.
Fellas, our item up for bid today is the Harry Kim Travel Masturbator from Nest Toys.
You may like your coochies clean, but it's plain to see that this one looks like it's from the 1970s. Harry Kim, Harry Kim, you'll stick it in the Harry Kim. Yeah, you're gonna get off, just you wait and see.
Am I doing it wrong because I got some hair in my teeth?
Oh, fellas,
let me tell you all about the Harry Kim Travel Masturbator.
This compact coochie is perfect for travel.
It has a central lifelike feel
that'll enhance your orgasm.
And unlike those shaved clean strippers,
let's just say that Kim has maybe lost her razor.
I know this is hard for you, but winter is coming. We know what's coming with
presenting
it.
Presenting the cold, refreshing mountains of...
So as we head towards Christmas with the final push, somebody's grown out her winter bush. Harry Kim, Harry Kim, she's built for sin. Oh, Harry Kim, you're gonna have fun tonight, and that is all she wrote.
I got a hair stuck in my throat.
It's the Harry Kim Travel Masturbator from Nest Toys, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Hey, let's take a good look at Harry Kim, which, by the way, was the first girl I was ever with.
Oh.
And, yes, it was a time when ladies had pubic hair. He's telling me how to open it up. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I just took a picture with my mind of your face.
It's not the hair that's a problem. It's the way. It's the doll hair. It's the
it's doll hair.
Back in the day when guys would get the hair plugs, that's what it looks like. It looks like hair plugs. You know what? I will tell you, it will take you back, sirs.
Yeah.
It will take you back.
You poofed that out.
Yeah. So here, let's bid on such time. Derek, what would you pay for Harry Kim, the sleeve from high school?
Sounds like a Karen plot.
Yep. What do you say, Derek?
I will say $21.99.
John, what would you pay?
$15.
You don't want this at all, do you, John? And Eddie, finally, what would you pay for Harry Kim?
Let's go $31.
$31, the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$31.99.
Oh,
whoa!
My God!
Eddie! This would be weird.
Oh, my God.
You can add this to the whole line of weird stuff you got. Hey, you're hanging with, man, all right?
Good for you, Eddie.
Listen, it's gonna be wonderful. Listen, stay right there. You hold on a second. Winterbush is all yours. Harry Kim, John, Derek, you hold on. Jake will get you guys handled. We've got to get to the ladies. Amber, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Good morning, Johnny. I'm 32, single. I have never had any sex toys. I had a threesome once. when I was like, I don't know, 24, and I had a girl use a toy on me, but I've never had a toy or used one on myself.
That's
but
amazing.
I would like to.
Amber, how old are you?
32.
And you've never had a sex toy. How? Now, I know you said you had a three-way and the girl used one on you, but why? I mean, I assume you masturbate like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely I do. I don't know. It's something I've considered but never been, courageous enough to go and buy. I went one time to Cirilla's with my friend, and I pressed the button, and I didn't know how to turn it off, and right. That was very embarrassing.
No.
That makes sense.
No, I'm telling you. I remember back in the day buying the first vibrator, mm-hmm. the oldie vibrator.
Yeah.
And I believe we went to Spencer's and bought it. No, mm-hmm. no, we went to Ray's Playpen, even dirtier.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
You know, a treat.
If I was a woman, I wouldn't want to go do it. I'd be on Amazon all the time. But luckily.
I've considered that. I just don't know which one would be best for me.
Right.
You know? I don't know. I'm willing to try anything, though.
Yeah, because you don't know until you know what definitely works. Because there are things I bought and I'm like, nah, toss it out.
Listen, thank God for a Moonlight Adult Boutique. I promise you, they will not make you feel like a freak if you do wander in there, all right?
Okay.
All right. Ooh. Where you live, by the way?
Kansas City, Kansas.
State Avenue.
Perfect.
All right, stay right there. All right. You're gonna play with us. By the way, I'm just fascinated by the fact that you have never had a vibrator. Hell, I want you to win this.
I've been thinking about getting one for a while, to be very honest with you. I've been single for quite a while now. I got out of a 5-year relationship, and I am missing intimacy.
Listen, your orgasms are going to get like 200% better.
I'm excited for that.
For real? I feel like we need to do some kind of a special charity event.
About to ramp up.
Like Toys for Twats. like we really need to do something nice. You stay there, Amber. All right? Hold on. I got to get Janelle on. Janelle, right. Welcome to the show. What's your story?
My name is Janelle. I am 34. I am single, and I have a couple of vibrators and a bullet.
So, how old were you when you got your first toy?
I was 18.
Really? And did you buy it yourself, or was it a gift?
I went with a friend.
Right.
To Cirilla's.
See, that's the thing. We're talking to Amber a second ago. She's never had one. It's sad.
Yeah. It can be.
Yeah. All right. Amber, Janelle, stay right there. I'm going to get Emily on. Emily, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
I am 31. I'm single, and I've got a womanizer and a butt plug and a suction cup and a couple vibrators and a bullet and some C-rings.
Damn.
Yeah, you got it all. I mean, you really ran
Amber, I'll take her to Cirilla's.
Yeah, right?
Let's go.
Because you've got the suction cup. That's for, like, the shower time, right?
Yes.
Because that's normally where tile is. But do you use it outside the shower?
Yep.
So where's your go-to with the suction cup when you're on your own?
Okay, so full discretion. Like, one time I literally put it on my side table, but my legs don't open wide enough for my side table, so that was just a little bit awkward. Right. I did have a shower bench, though, and that was pretty much where I used it the most.
You need a short stool.
I am short. I'm only 5'2", and my legs, they're just little guys.
Yeah, you need like a little foot, like a wooden footstool.
Yeah, like a little, like just like a little circle one, but it needs to stay in place, not wiggle around.
She knows.
You really do. You want to get after it like you're killing snakes, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you. Like, I'm fascinated by all that business. one of the dirtiest things I ever saw was some guy at his house. Had his girl or wife, I'm not sure what it was. It was a homemade porn. She was inside the house on the sliding glass door, and he was outside taking a photo, taking a video of it. And she had suction cupped the dildo to the glass door. I was like, wow. That was filthy. All right. Listen, you stay right there, because we're all going to play this game. Amber, Janelle, Emily, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
Ladies, our item up for bid today is the 8.5-inch confetti cock from Get Lucky.
Ladies, take your pants down for this 8-inch dong. You know it's got a suction cup base. You'll be in the shower like, or on the bedroom mirror like. Yeah, you know you can't go wrong with a confetti dong. Chase those winter blues away. Yeah. It's a party in your vajayjay.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
Excuse me?
The party. The pants with the pants. Party with pants.
Are you saying that there's a party in your pants and that I'm invited?
That's it.
Oh, ladies, let me tell you all about the 8.5-inch confetti. With a clear, translucent hue, it's sprinkled with colorful specks of a confetti color throughout to create a unique, fun visual experience. Can be used for vaginal and anal play or G-spot and clitoral stimulation. Made from high-grade silicone, it's soft and flexible but firm. And it's harness compatible, which means your party can sound like this.
Why wouldn't you at least spit on it first?
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's surprise anal play.
Here's the 8.5-inch confetti from Get Lucky, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Well, it's quite festive, ladies. Let's start with our friend Amber, who's never had a dildo. What do you think? What would you pay?
Hopefully I don't mess this up with the price because I don't know what price is. I'm going to say $45.99.
She said $45.99. Okay. All right, Janelle, what would you pay?
42.
And Emily, you dirty bird.
I'm going to say $50.
$50. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$76.99.
Dang, oh, Emily. Now you got another one. I don't know why.
You know, what if, can I donate it to Amber? Can I give that to her?
Sure you can.
Because I think she needs it.
It's very fun, too. I got to tell you, this is the least offensive dildo I've ever seen.
Oh, that's super fun.
It's kind of see-through, and it's got confetti in it.
It's perfect.
It's perfect for Christmas. No. It's my Christmas present to Amber.
Yeah. No,
what
listen.
A Christian she is.
You
Look
really
at
are.
You, Emily.
Emily, you are.
I'm a
you
good
are.
Christian woman.
You
yeah,
good girl.
You really are. You're just wonderful, man.
That's, you must be a Christian.
You give her especially if you have a clown fetish, this would be a big deal.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, listen.
I don't know about all that.
I'm going to get you. I want to get Emily, you want to go see TSO?
Hell yeah.
All right, let me get you. You know what? Let me do it. You know what, Janelle? You too. You want to go see TSO?
Sure.
All right. And you, Amber, you want to put something in your vagina?
Absolutely.
All right. We're all happy now, aren't we? You're wonderful. You're a wonderful person, Emily, for what you did today.
Thank you, Emily.
All right, Emily, stay right
there. You must be a Christian.
Stay right there. What? Everybody's happy. And she has her now.
I'm so excited for her.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's confetti. It screams party.
No, it's a very peppy, happy, positive, optimistic lady masturbates with this.
Fun's about to start right now.
Yeah, no, that's all kinds of funfetti, right?
Yeah.
It looks like a bit like a cake.
It does.
But it's translucent.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of see-through, sort of see-through for you and me, Chad. But then it's filled with confetti.
She's going to giggle the minute she whips that thing out.
I feel bad that she has. I feel like if we have anything else to give her to, give her something that's also not just interior, but maybe some exterior business. Hold on, where's Greg at? Greg.
Yep, I'll find something.
Yeah, yeah. Add something in like a Christmas bonus that vibrates.
Will do.
Nothing weird, please.
Nothing weird.
You always have to make this specific to Greg because he goes from his point of view.
Yeah.
And there's literally no boundaries in his life.
Apparently. No.
Like, he'll. There's nothing too weird for him and his girlfriend.
I'll keep it straight.
Yeah, just keep it like, just vibrate her clitoris a bit.
Yes.
With nothing strange.
No.
Okay, thank you. She's a newbie, man. Take it easy on the rook.
I get it.
All right. You don't want to weird him out too much, man.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubbler's what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop center to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With three locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com. Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.